Welcome back to Speaking With, and we're glad you have an opportunity to learn about another program that can help educate our children, our students. And, you know, one of the things that you mentioned earlier, Greg, that I thought was really a very, very significant point is that we have so many people out there who would love to do better. And don't get me wrong. I know that there are a lot of folks who aren't doing better because they really don't want to do better. They're doing what they want to be doing.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of folks out there who really would love to do better if someone could show them what will work for them. And so one of the things that's happened, we have Achieve High Points. We have the No Child Left Behind program where the students can receive free tutoring, which can be not a stopgap, but a lifesaver for somebody who is so frustrated with the academic process right now that they might be thinking about dropping out of school next year, 2 years from now. I'll just get through middle school. Once I'm in high school, a year or two after that, I'm out. They might be able to get their hands on a laptop that can help them work through some of these rough spots in their academic road right now and change their mind and stay in. And you said part of the issue, though, is part of it is making sure that they're attending a Title I school. Share with us, first of all, what is meant by Title I, and then share with us some of the names of some of the schools that are indeed Title I schools.
Okay. Title I, and I'm going to go back to, I was listening to you when I was driving in. You were talking with, what was the poet's name?
Nikki Giovanni.
And she was talking about the slaves and being caught out at night, and if you're out, you're up to no good.
Yeah.
Title I actually started out as the Colored Parents and Teachers Association.
Okay.
So with that phrase I just said, you can imagine what the whole purpose of Title I is. Title I, or through that association, it's about providing resources in low-income or low socioeconomic areas. So if I live in a higher household, or if I live in a community that has $200,000 houses, there's more taxation, more property value. So therefore, there's more money available mm-hmm. for this system to buy resources for its children, and therefore giving them an advantage. Title I's its main purpose is to offset that by providing resources to that low-income area, to that area where so many children are on free or reduced lunch. So Title I, for example, through the No Child Left Behind Act, they grant $11 billion, you know, annually to school systems that participate in this Title I programs. And there's a whole bunch of money there. So, for example, to give you some thought process there, that money comes to provide those resources. And that money is used to hire teachers. It's used to hire instructional specialists. It's used to buy technology in those particular schools. So when you hear Title I, that means that a predominant number of students in that building are on free or reduced lunch. But to offset that, the federal government gives millions of dollars to those school systems to provide resources. And in this part of it, through No Child Left Behind, the schools that are eligible for this free tutoring in Richmond County, that would be Tubman. The middle schools are Tubman, Morgan Road, Sego, East Augusta, Murphy, and Glen Hills. And then the high schools are Laney, Josie, and Glen Hills. And there's one elementary school, that's Wilkinson Gardens. And the reason why these schools are listed in here is because of them not meeting the cornerstone of No Child Left Behind, which is AYP. If they don't meet AYP for two consecutive years, then that following year they are to offer this free tutoring. And then, of course, the funding follows that. But again, for the parents to get that, you know, they need to apply. And if anyone's listening and want more information about how to enroll, you can dial our number, which is 1-800-417-0968, 1-800-417-0968. Or you can simply go to your Title I department and ask for an SES application. And again, if they want our program, you just check math. And then as your first choice provider, you write Achieve High Points and turn it in.
And now you said that the way it happens basically is the Title I school would provide the free tutoring. And after they provided the free tutoring, the funding would follow?
No, what I was saying is if the school does not meet AYP for two consecutive years, they fall into a status called needs improvement.
Okay.
And when they fall into that status, the funding is available through the federal government for the free tutoring.
Okay.
It's, the tutoring does not take place, you know, at the school. I mean, some of the providers will use a school building, but our program, you know, we're just online.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So elementary, middle, and high school levels, this free tutoring is available, which is a good thing because, as I was mentioning a little earlier, a person may be already planning, hey, look, I'm going to get through middle school. Once I get to high school, 1 or 2 years max, and I'm out.
I'm out. And you know what? We do a lot of research. We you know, study these types of things. And Bill and Melinda Gates do a lot of surveying and research. And it's being narrowed down to the point now where you can say if a child fails twice, there's about 100% chance they're going to quit school.
Wow.
If it happens three times, they have stepped up and said there's 100% chance that child will not finish high school.
Mm.
And in this country today, you know, and I call it a national epidemic, you have right about 2 million students per year that quit school.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And it starts in middle school. The thought starts right there because when they start to struggling, you know, and I guess I'll say it this way, you know, if you and I had to go to a place that exposed our weaknesses for 7 hours a day, I'm going to be ready to go home pretty soon.
Yes.
Now, I might not, and then we'll say, well, you can stay after school to catch up. Well, that's the last place I want to be.
Yeah.
Because it still exposes my weakness.
Exactly.
And so when you hear that, how do a student catch up once you fall behind? Mm-hmm. I mean, once you fall behind, it's a major challenge. And teachers out there have a major challenge ahead of them because when we start talking about changing different standards and the way that we teach, and I mean, it's really tough. You know, when you try to say, I know this student is struggling, but they say I can't go back and teach back, you know, or teach at the level they need to be taught at. I mean, he's in the ninth grade. I can't teach him seventh grade material.
Exactly.
And to me, when I look at that and say, he's already struggling, he's in the ninth grade. I mean, if you continue giving him ninth grade material, I mean, that's just like hitting him on the side of the head with a hammer.
Because the struggle continues year in and year out.
Right.
Yeah, he isn't going to know it any better the third time he took it than the first time he took it. If he don't go back.
Right.
And get that other material, that's making it impossible for him to get the current material. I hear you. So share with us how with, let's say that if they take the math portion of Achieve High Points, and that's where they need to go. Once they've taken that evaluation test, it shows it, and it helps them realize where their weaknesses are. Then you said that at that point, it actually recommends what should be that student's starting point.
Right. What it does, and I know the audience can't see us here, what we're getting, what I'm getting ready to show you, but this is an actual individual student plan. This particular student here started out with this diagnostic test back here, and it would show, you know, what the student's challenges were, you know. And from there, that lesson plan is created based upon how they scored on that test. Mm. So when you take that diagnostic test, this shows the strengths, uh-huh. and this shows the areas of challenge.
Okay.
Then from there, from those challenges, because we're going to remediate, mm-hmm. we're going to intervene right here, and we're able to create this lesson plan. And as you can see closely here, you see the M6, D2, and then you see the M7, N1. Yes. This was done for an eighth grade student, but immediately we can show the parent he's performing on a sixth grade level in this particular aspect of math, and an eighth grade level here, and then a seventh grade level there.
Mm.
Now, this student is actually going to the ninth grade. We gave him the eighth grade assessment. So immediately, you can see that there's going to be a challenge.
Yes.
Because by the, I mean, you perform your own, you know, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, but you go into the ninth grade. So as they go through this, it's controlled. And this is a prerequisite in order to be able to do that.
Gotcha.
So you got to learn how to do that to do that.
I'm looking at M6 where they're operating on a level six grade level. And then Greg was just showing me that they've got to complete that before they can move to the level 8 level.
Right. And everything is programmed in that program where the kid can't start here and go there. You can't start here and go there. We understand that you got to know this to get to there. Mm-hmm. You got to know that to get to there. Okay. And it's controlled, you know, and all they do is click the next button. The neat thing about it, if they're sitting there trying to solve a problem and they don't know the answer, there's a little hint button that appears on the screen. And you hit hint, right? And then it'll show you step one. And then if you still can't solve it after seeing the first hint, you hit the button again. Well, step two shows up. And then if you still can't solve it, you hit the button again. And then step three shows up. And you keep doing that, and it'll eventually, it will give the student the answer because we don't want to frustrate them.
Right.
But when you're sitting there watching this, you're recording the steps in your mind and don't even know it.
I'm speaking with Greg Kaya of Achieve High Points. We'll be right back after these messages.